Friday again, and that time of the week when we ask one of our Culture File guests about some of the things they've been enjoying in watching, listening, tasting and smelling. And for this Cicada Safari Week, we've invited the Forest Preserves of Cook County's very own Nagin Almasi to share with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Nagin Almasi. I live in Chicago, and I work in the Forest Preserves of Cook County. Well, I'll break it down into two categories. So something I'm watching for fun for myself. I'm late to the game on watching Killing Eve, so we just started watching that. And then I have a 9-year-old who's really enjoying on Netflix The Investigators, which is an Australian kids show. The kids are investigators, but they're the best. So they are the investigators, and they solve various crimes or mysteries in the city. And she's just really enjoying the characters and the mysteries. And then as a whole family, we really enjoy watching Top Chef. The best time I have to read is while I'm driving, so I listen to a lot of audiobooks. This series that I've really enjoyed, The Raven Boys by Maggie Stiefvater, and the actor who reads it is Will Patton. And he has just such an incredible range of voices and to give depth to these characters. And the first book is about a young woman who lives with her mom and two adopted aunts, and they're all seers, clairvoyant or fortune tellers. And her interactions with these three boys who go to a local prep school. I enjoy both storytelling podcasts and educational podcasts where I learn something. The storytelling ones are good for when I'm driving home at the end of the day and I'm sleepy because it's sunny outside. And the science ones are when I'm driving to work in the morning and I want to learn and turn my brain on. And so one of the, I guess, storytelling or story journaling that I really enjoyed is called The Retrievals, and it tells a story about women who were going to a fertility clinic, and this is, you know, they're actually interviewing, they're doing this radio story about what their experience was.
They started the procedure, and, you know, I was just sort of taken by surprise, not expecting the excruciating pain. My blood pressure.
So it's really good journalism. And what really resonated for me is how these women were experiencing excruciating pain during the egg retrievals for this IVF, but were not believed or were told otherwise until you discover that there was actually something quite wrong going on that explains why they were experiencing the pain. And it really resonated with my experience with some of the medical system and how it treats women in particular experiencing pain. So one song I've been listening to over and over again to learn the lyrics is a Persian song by an artist who recently passed away, Faramarz Aslani. And the song is called Age Ye Ruz. به باد میگم تا صبح بخونه بخونه از دیار یاری چرا میری تنها میذاری. Which translates to if one day, and it's about you know, if you leave one day. And so it is a love song, but it also speaks to people's connection and missing for their homeland, I think. That's why it resonates with some people. And that's a song I've been listening on repeat because it has some unconventional instruments for Persian music. It's a guitar rather than, you know, a sitar or an oud. One of my favorite foods is called tachin. And my mom makes it for my birthday every year, and I really need to learn how to make it. It is a Persian rice dish, and some people may be familiar with the fact that when you're making Persian rice, you actually make what's called a tadir, that translates to bottom of the pot, a crispy rice, or you can use bread or potatoes. With tahine, you're doing that, but you're layering the rice with yogurt and chicken. You can use eggplant, barberries. And so you're actually cooking and steaming the rice mixed in with yogurt, which sounds very odd, and it is just a delicious slice that looks like a slice of cake when you're slicing it out. And the texture is so wonderful. The rice is sort of creamy. It's not all separated into little grains like the Persian rice normally is steamed. The tadik, or the crispy rice, is so nice and crunchy under your teeth, but not too hard. For vegetarians, what my mom will do is that she will mark with raisins in the crispy rice part so that she can section off which part of the pie or which part of the cake doesn't have meat in it, and that she's put eggplant or tofu instead. So she's really a genius. There's this plant whose common name is called wild bergamot. It's not related to the bergamot orange that's used in Earl Grey tea, but when Europeans came to North America, the scent to them was reminiscent of bergamot orange. It's, the scientific name is Monarda fistulosa, and it's a prairie plant that at the top has these light violet flowers. And if you run your hand along the stem, you know, you don't have to crush the leaves, just run your hand along the stem and then smell your hands. It just is the most delightful scent. And for me, it's the scent of summer walks through the tall grass prairie.
The likes of Nagin Almasi there, and she'll be one of the voices joining us on the Culture File Weekly tomorrow evening for our Cicada Safari special edition, when we'll be visiting the forest preserves of Cook County, along with various other locations in Illinois where you might expect to hear a rare double emergence of cicadas. Join us and the traveling band of composers, musicians, poets, artists, filmmakers, and academics drawn to the woods by the magnificent, thunderous, and delicate sounds of multitudes of singing cicadas. That's the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time here on RTE Lyric FM and in your podcast places whenever the mood takes you.